Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shoup, good afternoon to you and thanks for being with us yet again this Thursday.
Good afternoon, Simon. Good afternoon to you.
So, Prof, today you're going to tackle the very interesting topic of immunity. Yeah. And there seems to be so much confusion around this issue that, it will be great if you could provide some clarity as to whether, in fact, you do acquire immunity and for how long.
Yeah. You know, Simon, I thought, you know, I'm not going to be here next week. My colleague, Dr. Daniel Israel, is standing in for me. So I thought I'd end on quite a upbeat note because otherwise you're all going to think I'm a prophet of doom. Okay. So there was an interesting article very recently in a very prestigious journal called Science. You might have heard of it. Science and Nature, the two top scientific journals. This is a study down in Mount Sinai Hospital in New York where they followed 30,082 people after infection. And they demonstrated in 90% of these, so that's pretty high, a robust antibody response against the spike protein, the protein which the virus needs to attach itself. So these were neutralizing antibodies, and these were stable for 5 months. So that's very good news. It actually contrasts, there have been some other studies, I think I spoke about before, where they've shown that the antibodies don't last for very long, that they decline quite rapidly, particularly in people that don't have a severe infection. So that's very much like the other respiratory viruses, like the other respiratory coronaviruses. You know, the ones which cause the common cold. I think we spoke about those as well. In those infections, of course, there's very little immunity. And people get colds with the same viruses year in, year out, because there's very little antibody production. But unlike the severe acute respiratory syndrome coronaviruses, the SARS of 2003 or the MERS of 2012, there was very good immunity. So now the big question, where does COVID fit in? Is it like the respiratory coronaviruses with poor immunity, or is it like the severe acute respiratory viruses with very good immunity? So yeah. This latest publication is a little bit more optimistic. It's showing that, in fact, of this large number of people in New York, that they did have good, long-lasting antibodies. Also good news for vaccine planning, of course. So that's the one bit of good news. I thought also look at, we spoke yesterday about people who go to excessive lengths. They're very, very afraid of corona, so they take, excessive precautions.
Yeah.
And I think what kind of gave rise to a lot of that, there was a publication showing how viruses survive for a long period on inanimate surfaces. For example, even the skin. No, it can survive for 6 days and so on. And I made the point that those are really artificial situations. They're laboratory-type situations. In real life, that probably doesn't occur. And the reason I'm saying is that people don't need to go to excessive lengths about cleaning chairs and sanitizing chairs and this kind of – even, you know, cups and crockery and pottery and cutlery and so on. You know, the ordinary washing and the detergent is going to get rid of any virus. Exposure to sunlight will get rid of the virus within minutes. So you don't have to be excessively, it's the real things which count. The wearing of masks, the social distancing, social gathering, and sanitizing hands. Talking about hands, just must emphasize viruses don't move. They can't move. And viruses also can't go through intact skin. So the only way in which a virus from an inanimate thing, even if it's food, will get into the body is if the hands are contaminated and then the hands touch a mucous membrane. So if you touch your ear and so on, you're not going to get infected. So only you touch the inside of the nose or the mouth or the eyes. So if your nose gets itchy, don't do it with your finger, do it with your forearm.
Realistically, you know, we do that, each and every one of us, probably 300 times a day without knowing it, and that's the problem.
Try and get into habits. The habits.
So, Prof, I don't know where you're off to, but if you are taking a holiday and doing something nice, I wish you the best. We are going to miss you, and I look forward to having you back the week thereafter.
Thanks very much, Simon. Thank you. My colleague, Dr. Israel, will do great justice. You'll do it very well.
Yeah, he always does. He always does. Thank you, Prof, and go well.
Thanks very much, Simon, and good Shabbos.